Well, good morning, everyone. Here, a quick reminder before we get into the markets. Futures will be closed Friday in observance of Juneteenth holiday. As a result, this month's cattle on feed report will be released today, Thursday afternoon, rather than Friday. So plan accordingly. Here's where things settle on Wednesday. August feeder cattle at 55 cents at 367.42. September feeder cattle up 37 cents at 365.65. June live cattle up 42 cents at 255.72. And the August live cattle down 35 cents here at 248.85. Real-time feeder cattle index is 365.65, up $1.51. Well, folks, the cattle complex took a breather Thursday after the impressive rally to start the week. Feeder futures still managed another higher close. Deferred contracts up about a dollar while live cattle were mixed, with nearby June contracts slightly higher and the rest of the board slightly lower. Looking at open interest, same thing. Squeezing the shorts out of that June contract, the open interest went down as the market went up. This week's strength is welcome, but we may have to wait until next week to get a real read on where things are headed. Shortened weeks and cattle on feed weeks tend to throw a wrench into the futures trade here, and this week we have both limited cash trade and selling ahead of the long weekend, and the cattle on feed report put a lid on things Thursday. If this week's trend continues, Monday could put us right back in business. Fed cattle cash trade remains quiet through midweek. Asking prices have been floating around at 260 in some areas, and the shortened week should push some trade to happen by the end of the day on Thursday. Sale barns responded positively to the week's higher futures. All indexes were higher Thursday, and the feeder index is now within a few dollars of front month futures prices. Looking at the Thursday slaughter estimate here was 109,000 head compared to 105,000 head same day last week. Week to date stands at 317,000 head versus 316,000 head last week. We're essentially on pace here. Full week is tracking towards 525,000 head, right in line with the industry estimates of 520,000 to 530,000 head. The chart, looking at the technicals here, the downside reversal at 250 is a little bit of a warning flag here. Here's the chart picture to watch closely. After $9 rally in just 2 days, the most active August contract tested the top of major resistance at 250 on Thursday morning, posting a high at 249.85 before stalling and trading sideways to lower for the rest of the session. August live cattle settled 35 cents lower, posting a downside reversal day. Not alarming yet, but something to definitely watch here. That's not a catastrophic signal on its own here, but there's context that makes it meaningful. Since April 29th, the August contract has been unable to close at or above 250. That's not a coincidence. That's the market telling you something. Thursday's price action is a characteristic of a contract that may have run its race. 249 did exactly what a line in the sand is supposed to do here, and I think 249 will continue to work as the defining level for Thursday's session here. Above it, the bulls have a case. Below it, the sellers stay in control. On the feeder side of things here, Wednesday's trade was notable for what it didn't do. Feeders worked a tighter value range and came up just short of posting a new high. For Thursday's session, watch 367.5 as the key pivot level in August feeders here. Keep your eyes on 367.90. That resistance level is becoming increasingly important here. A sustained close above it would be constructive. Continued failure here, or failure there adds to the case that feeders and like live cattle may be running out of room here to the upside near term. Something else worth thinking about, given the Fed cattle surprise, they're about as tight as they'll be for the rest of the year. It's possible Fed cattle cash prices have seen their high. If that's the case, the deep discounts in the October, February, and April contracts start to look different. My view isn't those deferred contracts will rally up to meet August or the current cash market. What I think happens is the spread narrows. December comes closer to August, not because December goes up, but because the spread itself compresses here. That's a different kind of market, and it has different implications for how you manage risk. So we need to talk about those if you need to. Wednesday night, I said, Wednesday I mentioned the $400 cutout wouldn't last long here, and Thursday proved a point faster than expected here. Thursday morning, cutout was already down 347, with select up 57 cents. Prices kept dropping here throughout the session by the close. Choice down 508 at 394.5, while the select up 41 cents at 377.26. Compared to last Thursday, choice is still $1.22 above last week, and select is $1.56 higher. So the week-over-week picture is still positive, but the two-day pop to $400 was, in my view, questionable at best and not reflective of the underlying market. Volume was 115 loads, up from 82 loads last week. The choice select spread narrowed to 1869. I think the cutout is going to stay erratic between now and the 4th of July. Higher prices replaced just as quickly as lower prices. There's no clean trend here, just noise around a market that hasn't found its footing. The big picture here is what I want producers and hedgers to keep in mind here heading into summer. Fed supplies are about as short as they're going to get here between now and July 4th. That's actually important context because it means the beef business has been struggling even at peak tightness. This question worth asking, what happens when supplies start to loosen? Carcass weights are going to bottom seasonally sometime in June and then start climbing through the summer and fall. Heavier cattle are coming and the cutout is already struggling to stay above $400 when the supplies are tight. What does it do when those heavier cattle start hitting the market and weekly slaughter builds back towards normal? Everything I'm looking at points toward a significant price adjustment for both Fed cattle and the cutout after the 4th of July. Short hedges and bear spreads look like the right tools for the summer. If you want to talk through what those look like for your operation, give me a call. Bottom line, this week delivered a $9 two-day rally, but Thursday's reversal at 250 is the flag worth watching. Cash is quiet, but asking 260 to cut out gay back Wednesday's pop in a hurry, and the bigger picture heading into summer is this. Tight supplies haven't been enough to clean up boxes or sustain $400 choice. When supplies start loosening after the 4th of July, the adjustment could be sharp. Watch the cattle on feed report this afternoon. Markets reopen Monday, and if this week's trend holds, we could be right back in business. Folks, that's your cattle market update for Thursday, June 18th. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk the markets in general, please give me a call at 308-708-7340. We'll talk with you all next week.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.